Dr. Mitch Earlywine is Associate Professor of Psychology at State University of New York and author of the book Understanding Marijuana, A New Look at the Scientific Evidence. We have links to the book at normalaudiostash.com, and Dr. Earlywine joins us each Wednesday on the Stash to discuss the science of cannabis. Mitch, welcome back to the program today.
Great to be back.
Thanks again for joining us today. Yesterday, we focused on the news about Alzheimer's and THC. Studies regarding cannabinoids and the brain often point to the antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties. You know, Mitch, what sort of general effects on the body do antioxidants and anti-inflammatories have?
Well, antioxidants are all about decreasing the amount of oxidized chemicals that are in your body. Every day you're, you know, basically burning food in order to make energy for yourself, and that essentially requires oxygen and creates certain oxidized byproducts. An antioxidant keeps those from having a lot of negative consequence for you in your body. Anti-inflammatories are really just any substance that'll keep inflammation down, keep cells from getting all puffed up with various prostaglandins or other things that might be a sign that they're either neighboring some injured cells or been injured themselves.
And what are the common everyday things that can cause inflammation in the body?
Well, what's interesting is almost any kind of small injury, so any kind of twisting or breaking of cells is going to cause some inflammation. But then a whole lot of our, you know, everyday sort of things that we do, if you brush your teeth too hard, if you bang your elbow, anything like that. And then there's some mild inflammation associated with any kind of toxins. So if you've got bad things in your water, bad things in the air, things along those lines, the body basically causes a little bit of inflammation to help get those things out of your system.
We're sort of hearing from all quarters in the health field now that anti-inflammatories are good for the body. But do cannabis smokers or edible cannabis consumers gain these anti-inflammatory effects?
Well, as it turns out, smoked cannabis, medical cannabis, does have some anti-inflammatory qualities. We're not at the stage of research where we can say this is going to have an impact on Alzheimer's disease or serious, you know, inflammation associated with the brain. But the cannabinoid system, the system that's activated by THC, cannabidiol, and other of the you know, components of the plant, definitely alters with exposure to those, and also is very much involved with just sort of keeping the body lubricated, if you will, keeping it oiled up and protected against inflammation and the stresses and strains of those sorts of things.
Mitch, in the news yesterday, it was the antioxidant properties of cannabidiol that were attributed to stopping the aggregation of the brain plaques associated with Alzheimer's disease. But what other effects can taking antioxidants have on the body?
Well, the beauty of antioxidants is when you start thinking of some of the other ones, vitamin C, vitamin E, things along those lines that basically have the potential, at least, to make cells live longer, make cells more resistant to disease and disorder, and generally, you know, keep people healthy. It's still a big leap from the research that we have to say that smoking marijuana is going to necessarily cause all of these effects, but we have seen wonderful animal studies suggesting that the inflammation associated with certain brain problems and even some brain injuries can definitely be decreased by exposure to cannabinoids.
The scientist in the Scripps research study yesterday was quick to point out that he did not advocate people using illicit drugs to gain the benefits reported in his study. So these anti-inflammatory and antioxidant effects, they may not take place so actively with inhaled cannabis per se.
Exactly. It's still a long leap from these studies done in petri dishes and on mice and rats to say that smoking cannabis is somehow going to eliminate Alzheimer's. We're just nowhere near that kind of statement at all.
You know, Mitch, a number of the MS patients who I've spoken with and who use cannabis therapeutically have told me there are three major benefits for them. One, increased mobility. Two, decreased pain. And number three, and they all point this out, is decreased depression. Are the antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties of cannabinoids perhaps playing a role in this?
In fact, I have data of my own suggesting that regular cannabis users are probably less depressed than folks who've never used. And the inflammation is often the source of restricted range of motion in MS and a whole lot of other disorders. So folks I know with spinal cord injury who also have problems with motion and movement claim that cannabis seems to help them. And arthritis patients also seem to have some inflammation problems that are alleviated with medical cannabis. I wish we could do, you know, the randomized clinical trials that are needed in order to get FDA approval for this kind of thing, particularly given how many people suffer from those disorders and how many folks have, you know, basically arthritis in their future. As the U.S. is getting older and older, we're going to find more and more people who really do need this medication.
And what research has been done regarding the specific strains of cannabis and their specific antioxidant or anti-inflammatory properties?
GW Pharmaceuticals is doing their very best to get specific strains of cannabis with different concentrations of different cannabinoids in order to see which ones are most effective for different people. I feel like that's really the wave of the future. Right now in the United States, the only way to get cannabis for clinical trials is through the University of Mississippi, and they really only have one strain of cannabis. So it's hard to know what the plant is capable of when you're really only using one little subspecies of it.
In the Alzheimer's news yesterday, and also in the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences study, the researchers said the antioxidant properties and effects remained happening in the brain cells even if the cannabinoid receptors were blocked by an antagonist. What could be happening here?
That's often a result that you'll need to replicate before you know exactly what's going on. But if you block that receptor and still get the neuroprotective effects, it's clear that this is working in another domain. It's not working at the receptor site that we usually think of it working. And when you think about how inflammation works because a whole bunch of other chemicals are essentially flooding the cell. So it may not be so much that you have to fire a nerve cell in order to make this happen, so much as just interfere with the way other fluids are flooding the cell, and that may be how these cannabinoids are working.
Mitch, I want to thank you once again today for joining us here on the Audio Stash and helping us understand all of this science.
Always a pleasure.
Dr. Mitch Earlywine is Associate Professor of Psychology at State University of New York and author of the book Understanding Marijuana, A New Look at the Scientific Evidence. We have links to the book and an Audio Stash interview archive with all of our segments with Dr. Earlywine at normalaudiostash.com.